And while we're on the subject of DNA, there is a story out of China. We read about it today in the New York Times. A story that poses the important question, who's your mummy? In Xinjiang province, in the northwest of the country, many people belong to the Turkic Muslim minority group, the Uyghurs. There's even a Uyghur separatist movement. And evidently, in addition to some of the more conventional protest behavior, there's also an anthropological or genetic dimension to Uyghur nationalism. There are mummies from Xinjiang, and the Uyghurs see in the features of those ancient preserved faces proof that people from points west in Central Asia, their ancestors, were in the region long before the ancestors of the majority Chinese Han people got there. Victor Mayer, who teaches Chinese at the University of Pennsylvania, has been involved in identifying the origins of these mummies, and he joins us from Philadelphia. Welcome to the program, Professor Mayer.
Glad to be here.
And tell me, what do the mummies of Xinjiang show?
Well, they show us that they came from somewhere to the west, I believe. We can see that they have European features, that they are wearing textiles that are affiliated with textiles to the west, woolen, and some of them are even tartans or plaids. And they have feathers in their felt caps, and they look Western. They look like Europeans.
Well, now, visual impressions of who these mummified people were are now reinforced by DNA testing of tissue.
Yes, because in 1993, I took an Italian geneticist named Paolo Francolacci with me, and after years of hard work, he determined that these mummies, some of them, have a Western haplogroup. And the most recent DNA testing reaffirmed that, and that was just done within the last half year.
European covers a lot of ground. I mean, do we have any sense of where in Europe they might have come from?
We can't say for certain, but I believe that they came from somewhere in southeastern Europe or just south of the Urals, what we call the Pontic Steppes, north of the Black Sea. I think that they originated somewhere in that vicinity.
Now, hearing you say that in the United States to an audience of Americans, it sounds like an entirely scholarly academic finding, not particularly provocative. But I gather in Chinese discourse, this is fairly provocative.
Yes, indeed. And it's provocative for two groups. First of all, for the Han Chinese, who are the majority population in China, it's not something that they would have expected. In some ways, it does give some sort of credence to the claims of the other group that wants to assert priority to that region, and that is the Uyghurs. However, the Uyghurs themselves are not entirely pleased with our findings because some Uyghurs believe that they have been there for a long, long time. And what we're showing is that these mummies were there since Bronze Age times, before either the Han people or the Uyghurs arrived in that Tarim Basin, the region.
So these are the real native people of Xinjiang who we've discovered
exactly.
In mummies, I see. Now, by appearance, do the Uyghurs look European, or have they intermarried with so many Han people over the centuries, or Mongol people, that they're indistinguishable?
That's an extremely interesting question, because one time I had a conference here at Penn, and I said, would all the Uyghurs in the audience please stand up? And five people stood up. Some of them almost looked like Chinese. Some looked like Egyptians. Some looked like Iranians. And some looked like Europeans. So the Uyghurs are a very mixed group of people who have many different physical types.
Professor Mayer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
That's Victor Mayer, who is professor of Chinese language and literature at the University of Pennsylvania.